And right now it's time to take five for your commuting this morning. I am very pleased to be joined by Birgit Volk with People State Bank and the founder of Fish and Loaves in Lawrence County. And the two shall meet Tuesday night, which is very interesting as we pack the place. Birgit, first of all, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And we'll certainly get to Fish and Loaves and how important that is. But let's talk about Pack the Plates. You told me it's been, 8 years they've been doing this?
Yeah, I think it's around 8 years or so. So we've been doing this for a long time. It's such a great event.
And basically, you're paying everybody's admission.
Yeah, absolutely. We pay for you to get in.
That's so cool. But you're going to be asking folks to bring something, even though they're not necessarily have to bring money necessarily.
Yeah, that's right. So the both chapters, Red Hill High School and Lawrenceville High School, both chapters of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes are hosting a food drive for Fish and Loaves that evening. So they're asking that you bring in a food item to help the kids in Lawrence County. So we're going to pay the bill, get you in for free, mm-hmm. and if you can bring a food item, that'd be fantastic.
Well, what I like is you've got the two schools in competition here.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, for a good cause, but still, they love to compete.
Yeah,
in doing
absolutely.
That. Okay, now let's talk about Fish and Loaves. You said you founded that, almost 3 years ago?
3 years ago, in February, actually, we packed our first bags for Fish and Loaves.
We'll talk a little bit about that for those who aren't familiar with Fish and Loaves.
You know, unfortunately, there are a lot of kids in our local county schools who leave school on Friday and aren't sure when or if they're going to eat again over the weekend. School's really a source of stable nutrition for mm-hmm. them. So we make sure to bridge that gap between Friday and Monday. So we send the kids home, and it's around 260 kids now from Head Start on up through high school that we serve on a weekly basis. And we send them home with breakfast, lunch, and dinner to get them through the weekend. So,
and what's great about the program is you pack the backpack. It's the discretion, you know, because you know kids are a little embarrassed about things like that. And
we don't want everybody to know what's going on. So we have great volunteers who come in and make sure that the kids get the bags discreetly and just make sure that we can fill their bellies over the weekend, and that's really important.
And that's one thing when we talk about non-perishable, we talk about food that the kids, like I don't know, the example would be like Pop-Tarts or stuff
like
that.
It's all shelf-stable food, so if they don't have access to refrigerate it, and it's all pre-cooked as well, so they don't have to try to cook it. We think of our littlest student in mind, so they're preschool sometimes, and we want them to just be able to pop open a can, and if they can't cook it, then they can just eat it right out of the can. So everything's shelf-stable, everything's individually packaged, and that's what we send home with them.
But it's not just preschool kids. I mean,
preschool on up through high school.
Sure.
So, and like I said, about 260 kids on a weekly basis. And then we help some kids over the summer, too.
So you guys have to get together. Talk about the group that gets together. Talk about that process, because you've got to have a good group of volunteers.
Every week. And it's so fantastic. This community has really come together to support this program. So every week, nearly every week, sometimes mm-hmm. we pack for 2 weeks and skip a week, but nearly every week we have a great group of volunteers who come in and pack the bags, and it takes about a half hour to get out 260 bags.
Wow.
And they're just different groups of people. It's not the same group over and over and over again. They're different churches, different civic organizations, businesses, families who just want to come in and lend a hand. And it's a great way for them to do that. And we do it every Thursday night at 6:00 at the Bridgeport Free Methodist Fellowship Hall. And anybody is welcome to come at any time. You don't even have to let us know. Just show up.
It's definitely been a countywide effort.
It has
getting
been.
This.
It really has
so it's
been.
Very good. All right. So something else coming up on Tuesday night. People's State Bank going to make some check presentations, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We're a community bank, and we feel like, our future lies in the kids. Mm-hmm. So we want to support them however we can, and they bring so much to the community. So it's great to come together and celebrate athletics, but, we have great musicians in our school system. And so we want to support the band. We want to support athletics. And this year we're actually going to have the Illinois State Scholars presented between the games as well from both high schools. So great celebration of academics and music and athletics. And I would just encourage everybody to come out and support these kids.
That's
and we've got two great basketball teams this year.
Yes.
So it should be a great game.
And they have no excuse because you're picking up the tab.
That's right. Bring the whole family.
Okay, so again, that's going to be Tuesday night. It's going to be at Lawrenceville High School. The Indians are hosting the Red Hill Salukis. Mm-hmm. Pack the Plays. And, of course, again, asking to bring a non-perishable food item for the Fish and Loaves program. And if somebody's listening right now, they want to get more information, maybe they want to get involved somehow, with packing the backpacks or having their church or their business you know, do a food drive? How can they get a hold of you and get information?
Well, you can always call me at the bank. I'm at the Sumner location. So you can give me a call there at People State Bank. And you can also look us up on Facebook. We have a great Facebook group where we keep everybody updated. And you can reach out to me through there. And we'd love to get you involved.
All right. There you go. Packed to Place Tuesday night. Going to be at Lawrenceville High School. She is Brigitte Volk with People State Bank and the founder of Fish and Loaves in Lawrence County. Brigitte, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.